still been in a well to keep it cold?
No, we didn't do that. It wasn't cold enough, really, because the water we get here was only down about 15 feet, you know, there. Wasn't enough temperature down there to change in temperature to make it any different.
We're talking about food and everything. What do they usually call a, or maybe something that's made out of fruit and baked in a deep dish, you know, got a crust on it.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Several layers of fruit.
Yeah. Claire, I can't tell you.
They would call it like a cobbler?
Yeah, they made cobbler, yeah.
Do they ever have a name for sale? A kind of sweet liquid that you might pour over a pudding, what would they call it?
Sauce, I guess. They call that sauce.
And, you know, talking about the meals a while ago, food that you have between, say when you have just a little food between a meal, what do you call that? I had just a...
Snack.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talked yesterday, you know, we were talking about coffee. How did you, say when you were coming up, how did y'all usually make coffee? Did you...
Well, of course, they had a regular old coffee pot, you know, and they'd boil it way back there, but then it come the drip and the percolator and all that stuff, you know. We used to, and going out of camping, you know, we just have a tin can or something, you know, and put some coffee in there and water and boil it, you know, that's all, and drink it that way, but... Of course, it wasn't long till they got the percolators and the drip coffee and all that.
Say, you know, when you have dinner on the table and maybe you have company, you know, company there and everybody's just standing around instead of eating, what might you say to them to get them to?
Come on, sit down, let's eat.
And say somebody is, you know, just sitting there and waiting till everything's passed and you don't want to do that, you might say, don't wait, just go ahead.
Yeah. Just help yourself there.
Yes. And, if you decide, you know, something's passed around and you decide not to eat it, you might say, I don't
care for this.
What about food that's been cooked and served a second time? What do you call that?
Leftovers. Yeah.
You might say, well, I put the food in my mouth and begin to
chew.
And, I believe we talked, you know, you mentioned yesterday about some of this. Oh, by the way, one question I wanted to ask you. I guess it's an appropriate enough question today. home liquor that's made at home, you know, alcoholic beverages made at home, and that they don't pay any tax on. What are the names usually for that?
Well, of course, moonshine was a main thing that they call that, and of course a lot of people made wine, you know, and stuff like that.
I guess, I think prices on all that stuff are going to go up.
The state's put a big tax on it now.
Let's see, say, you know, something's cooking and makes a real good impression on you, on your nostrils, you might say,
it smells good.
Say you were showing somebody a belt or something, you might say, this isn't imitation cowhide,
it's real.
Anything else you might say there instead of real?
There's some other word there. I don't recall it.
Everybody say it's genuine?
Genuine. Yes, you'd say it's genuine.
Say, before sugar was sold, you know, whole packaged, prepackaged, how was it sold?
It was sold by the pound. Yeah, they just had it in these stores, you know, and they had it in big containers. They just dip it out and put it in.